Overhead Door Company, the original garage door company, serving you for over 90 years. Call 767-0028 or overheaddoorcocharleston.com. Overhead Door Company of Charleston, proud to open today's Fan Talk with Bobby Harton.
Welcome to ESPN Fan Talk with your host. He is the self-proclaimed king of sports, a king who would rather drink his crown rather than wear it. With a career spanning almost 30 years, he has been known in some circles as the Betty White of sports radio. Here he comes to wreck the day, Mr. Bobby Harton.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon. It is Tuesday, May 16th. Fan Talk built by Baker Roofing. Been in business over 100 years. One of the largest, most recognized roofing contractors in the United States. And whether you need residential or commercial roofing, give our friend Matt Johnson a call. He is the general manager of Baker Roofing, or you can check him out at bakerroofing.com. Happy Tuesday, and last day in the studio until Monday. On the road, rest of the week, Kiowa.
Kiowa bound, Fresh Fields.
Fresh Fields Village. They won't let me on Kiowa, I guess.
They've hurt both of them.
Oh, So tomorrow through Sunday, we will be broadcasting live from Fresh Fields Village. And I got a little pamphlet from them today. I didn't realize all the stuff that was in there.
Yeah, you were saying yesterday.
A number of bars and restaurants and shops and all. It has grown. I haven't been to Kiowa in, it may have been 2012.
Yeah.
The last time I was at Kiowa.
I was going to say, mine's been about 10 years since I've been.
It's been a while. I don't go places I can't afford. What are you doing? You're just making all kinds of noise over there and stuff.
Well, I come in, I have two pair of headphones here. Two.
Okay.
And I come in, and none of them are in here.
Well, I don't mess with your headphones. So.
I know you don't. I know who does. Terry Bass, if you're listening, I found them in the studio. I've repossessed my headphones.
Okay, are you settled? Okay, so here's the schedule. Starting tomorrow, Luke will do his show. I'll do Fan Talk, so we'll be on the air from 12 to 6 tomorrow, 12 to 6 on Thursday, 12 to 6 on Friday. We'll be out there on Saturday from 4 to 7 with a special PGA Championship show, and then we'll wrap it all up Sunday from 3 to 7. Again, we'll be at Fresh Fields Village, and we'll be telling you all about that. Scott Glaze from Stone Oak Ferry is going to join us, former Gamecock golfer.
What's her name?
You broke my concentration. Meredith Taylor. You broke my concentration. I'm looking at his show, and he's got a big T-shirt that says, nope.
Not today.
All right. So you broke my concentration. Meredith will be with us as well. So anyway, hey, good news tomorrow as well. Home Team Barbecue in Greenville opens tomorrow.
You were just saying yesterday it won't be long before they open.
Yeah,
I didn't know it would be that quick.
I saw it on Facebook. And they will be open tomorrow at 11 a.m. So if you have any friends up in the Greenville area, tell them to check it out. I believe it's on Lawrence Road, if I'm not mistaken.
Does he need us to come over there and do a show? Preferably
we
on.
We might. If we ever get any reason to have to go to Greenville.
Preferably on one of those pimento cheese sandwich days. Pulled pork.
Yeah, we'll be real picky. We're not coming up there on any day, Aaron.
Well, as long as he got the wings and the white sauce, we're good.
Oh, he'll always have those. So, coming up at 3:45 today, our monthly visit with Ken Harrell from the Joy Law Firm. And then 5 o'clock, Rafe Judd will be in studio. And we're going to talk NASCAR, which is always tough because I only watched about 20 laps of the race. I was watching the FCS championship.
Was it the last 20 minutes?
And again, the Gamecock baseball game lasted about 4.5 hours that Sunday. So I just, NASCAR was third on the list, and it was all basically over with by the time I watched it. So But I have watched some of the videos and stuff like that. So Rafe will be in. So I can't get an argument. It was a good race or a bad race. So the good race for you, Rick Hendrick, his drivers finished 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Oh, wow.
So you can't do a whole lot better than that. 843-721-9500. You can follow us on Facebook. We're on Twitter at FanTalk989. You can get us on Alexa now, and you can also listen to us around the world. All you have to do is go online to charlestonsportsradio.com, where they are listening to us today in Aloha, Oregon.
Aloha, Oregon.
Aloha, Oregon. So there you go. I don't know if they have any ducks up there or not. 2 days until the PGA Championship gets underway. 109 days until Clemson plays Georgia. 113 days until the NFL season opener. We got our pairings, but I'm going to wait till tomorrow when we get Meredith and Scott and kind of analyze the pairings for the for Thursday and Friday. So we'll spend some time on that tomorrow. The Summer Golf Tour sold out this week at the Plantation Course at Edisto. Good news is Monday morning there'll be 20 more foursomes up on the website, and next week we are at Dunes West. So you can get a foursome at Dunes West for only $98.99, but you got to get there early.
Oh, yeah.
When that thing opens up at 8 o'clock, week one sold out at 8:17. Week two sold out at 8:18. And also, oh, I have a note. I have a note for this. What did I do with the note? What?
Can't blame me.
Nate sent out a note. And I don't know what I did with it.
Uh-oh.
I know I printed it.
Oh,
anyway, basically what he said, if you purchased a foursome last year and you're doing it this year, if you haven't already done this, go in, log on to your account, and change your reset your password. Because they said some people, when they log on, it's making them reset the password, which results in maybe the foursomes might be gone by the time they get that done. So if you're a regular purchaser of foursomes on our summer golf tour, Nate says to go in there and change, reset your password, and then you should be good to go, and you won't have to do that when you log on Monday. So I guess that makes sense to everybody but me. Also, I still have 2 tickets to tonight's Carolina Appalachian State baseball game. And we are under kind of a time frame here. Game is at 7 o'clock. You still have plenty of time to get to Columbia. If you want these tickets, call Blake. And I know Brenda's probably leaving at 4 or 4:30 up front. So they have to make some kind of arrangements
with you. I'll make sure they get them if they want them.
So if you would like tickets for tonight, absolutely free. I hate to see them go to waste. And I put it up on Facebook this morning. Nobody bit. Mentioned it yesterday. Nobody bit. But I still have these 2 tickets to tonight's Carolina Appalachian State baseball game if you are interested. So let us know about that. All right. Scores from yesterday in the NCAA men's tennis tournament. Texas beat South Carolina 4-3. And so South Carolina's tennis season comes to an end as they fall to the defending national champions. NCAA men's golf at the end of day one. Clemson was tied for 7th. They have actually moved up to 5th right now. South Carolina was tied for 5th, and that is where they sit right now, tied with San Diego. College of Charleston tied for 11th, and that is where they sit right now today. We'll be keeping an eye on that and watching that for you this afternoon. Mets beat the Braves last night 3-1. Braves now 19-22, 3 games back of the Mets. You know, the pitching staff is pretty much devastated, and you threw your best pitcher, you got healthy pitcher, you got in Max Fried, and you get lost. He is 1-2 with a 5.46 ERA right now. So we'll see. They'll be back at it again tonight. Nothing going on in the NBA last night. NHL playoffs, Bruins beat the Capitals 4-3. That series tied at 1 apiece. Hurricanes over the Predators 5-2. Carolina leads that series 1-0. And the Avalanche beat the Blues 4-1. Colorado leads that series 1-0. Last night in NCAA soccer, in the women's championship. The 11th seed, Santa Clara, beat Florida State 4-1 on penalty kicks to win their national championship. And on the men's side, Marshall defeated Indiana 1-0 in overtime. So that is what your Monday looked like in the big bad world of sports there. So that 11th seed won the national championship. That was the team that eliminated the Clemson women, if you remember.
Yeah.
Santa Clara. So
Santa Clara.
They got on a little roll there. So there you go. One thing we get into today, the NIL, it's coming. And I will tell you right now, it's going to be a nightmare. Absolute nightmare. And I'll give you one thing that I'm really afraid of, and we'll get to that at some point today. Stadiums are open up. We've got some information on that, and we'll tease you with this. We now know what time Clemson and Georgia will play.
Ooh.
So, again, as much as I hate 12 o'clock kickoffs, I am kind of hoping Carolina, Eastern Illinois will be a 12 o'clock kickoff because there's some pretty good games that Labor Day weekend. None bigger than Clemson, Georgia Saturday night. So,
look who made it.
I fully expect us to have a 7 o'clock kickoff or something like that, and then I'll have to make the decision, do I go to the game or do I sit in the parking lot and watch it on TV?
Look,
it's Trent.
He made it back.
Our basketball, our NBA expert.
Yeah.
Made it back.
Gulliver, world traveler. Trent has found his way back home.
Well, you know, it was last Wednesday when I was at Cruise. He had just gotten back from New York, and then he just disappeared again.
I'm a busy man, Bobby.
I'm sorry. Sorry. So sorry about that. Well, it's good to see you.
Thank you for having
me. We don't
me back.
Need you now because I figured out all by myself this NBA play-in thing.
Really?
Took 3 hours.
Took 3 hours. Okay. Glad I'm here then.
Oh, gosh. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. If you want these tickets, you got to give us a call because it is kind of time-sensitive now. So if you want to go out and watch Carolina play Appalachian State, give Blake a call, and he'll work it out how you can get those tickets. We'll take a break. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Our final look at your ride in this morning, Rutledge at Moultrie downtown. We still have reports of an accident. EMS and police are still on the scene. Do be careful. On the Ravenel Bridge, inbound to Mount Pleasant, we have reports of an accident. We were seeing heavy traffic, and now it's a bit heavier. Also watch for a wreck downtown, Calhoun, Jonathan Lucas. If you're traveling out in the north area, we have reports of a wreck north Rhett near Remount and on Ashley Phosphate near Stahl. Still seeing heavy traffic around the Lowcountry on major routes. Be careful. Come to All Seasons to pick up some chips. 866 Folly Road and 2876 Maybank Highway. Open Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m. All Seasons, True Value Hardware. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Disaster Care. When you have water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny and very nice with a high around 77. Partly cloudy with a shower in the area tonight, a low around 64. Partly sunny with a shower or two Wednesday, high again around 77. Looking ahead, another beautiful weekend on the way with highs in the 80s. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Al Bradham, owner of Disaster Care. When water disasters strike, every minute counts. With more equipment and expertise than anyone, our rapid response teams are on the scene fast with everything they could possibly need. From the smallest job in your home to the largest commercial building in town, you have a choice on who to call, so call the largest water restoration company in the state. When water is everywhere, your first call should be Disaster Care.
Water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care. Spring has sprung, and Carolina Building Materials has you covered for all your home projects. Masonry supplies, decorative stepping stones, Pennsylvania bluestone. Locally owned and operated, Carolina Building Materials is fully stocked with all of your replacement windows, cabinets, and doors. Visit CarolinaBuildingMaterials.com or stop by the showroom at 2440 Meeting Street. Call 843-744-2575. That's 744-2575. Carolina Building Materials.
Imagine. Imagine being denied an apartment because of housing discrimination.
It's so wrong.
But who has the power to stop this?
You do. The law is on your side. If you've been discriminated against because of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, disability, or familial status, file a complaint with HUD. Fair housing is your right.
Use it.
Visit hud.gov/fairhousing. A public service message from HUD and the National Fair Housing Alliance.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just a small band.
For your road trip for the rest of the week. Keep your
foot hard on the right along, welcome back to you. Band Dog here on this Tuesday afternoon. Yes, I'll be. I don't know if that's east. I guess close to east. Going to the ocean.
Yeah, you're going to East Coast.
So I'll be eastbound and down for the rest of the week. But I'm going to get very familiar with Maybank Highway and
God, it don't get no better.
And River Road and
it's a pretty drive with all the oak trees and stuff. It may look like a tunnel, but.
Oh, man. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. We got baseball today. Coming up at 6 o'clock, Citadel at the College of Charleston. We'll have that for you, 94.7 FM and 9:10 a.m., the final Citadel baseball broadcast of the season. They kind of changed the schedule up, so we will not be able to get this weekend's games in because of the PGA Championship. 7 o'clock tonight, Appalachian State at South Carolina. Airtime 6:45. We'll have that on 98.9 FM. And then at 7 o'clock, Mets and Braves. We will join that in progress after the Citadel College of Charleston game on 94.7 FM and 9:10 a.m. River Dogs open up a 12-game homestand tonight at 7 o'clock as they host Delmarva. NCAA Golf Regionals out in Albuquerque, South Carolina, and San Diego. They are tied at 6 under par. And, again, this is day two. One more day tomorrow. The top five advance. Clemson at 2 under. They are in fifth place in the Kingston Springs, Tennessee Regional. And College of Charleston, they are in 11th out in Stillwater, Oklahoma. So, again, we'll keep you up to date with that throughout the afternoon. NBA play-in games tonight, 6:30. Hornets are at the Pacers. That game on TNT, followed up at 9 o'clock by the Wizards and the Celtics. And then the NHL playoffs tonight. We have a regular season game between the Flames and Canucks. They're just making up games missed due to COVID, which is insane why they're doing that.
Yeah, they're just
rights. I don't know what you get. Maybe it has something to do with the draft, maybe. I don't know. For some reason, they're playing them. But there are three playoff games tonight, 7:30. Islanders are at the Penguins. Islanders lead that series 1-0. That is on the NBC Sports Network. 8 o'clock, the Lightning are at the Panthers. That is on CNBC. Lightning lead that series 1-0. And at 10 o'clock tonight, Minnesota at Las Vegas. That is on the NBC Sports Network. And Minnesota leads that series 1-0. So We got baseball, NBA, NHL, college baseball, college golf. What else? What else we got? River Dogs.
They got midget wrestling going on at Wild Horse Saloon in on College Park.
They would.
Just saying.
Midget wrestling.
Sport. It's scary. They show up out of nowhere.
Who shows up out of
the
nowhere?
Wrestlers.
Oh.
You don't even see them coming. They just next thing you know, they're by your table. Throwing each other around. It's a fun time. We should go.
Where is this?
At the what's the country saloon off of College Park?
Is that where they check you for a gun on the way in? If you don't have one, they give you one?
Yeah. Yeah. Shirts and skins. This is just a separation.
Is that Bob Shipley's place? In that over in the shopping center where the Piddler
so, yeah.
was?
Yeah.
I don't know if Bob's still up there. I know he had a bar up there, so.
Yeah. Name sounds quite familiar.
Right.
But yeah, check it out. Midget Wrestling.
Vertically Challenged Wrestling tonight at the what is it?
At the what is it? It's something saloon. Not Wild Horse. What's the saloon in College Park?
College Park Saloon. That's my best guess. I don't know. So, anyway, a couple of notes here. South
Honky
Carolina.
Tonk.
What?
Honky tonk. There we go.
All right. South Carolina allowing full capacity at the Tennessee Baseball Series this weekend. Tickets go on sale tomorrow to season ticket holders. They get the first opportunity. Then the remaining Gamecock Club members will have their opportunity. Any remaining tickets will be made available to the general public starting Thursday morning. Also, the River Dogs announced they're going to be bringing in more fans at the Joe. They say masks no longer mandated, but they encourage those that have not been vaccinated to continue wearing their masks. Again, the River Dogs open up a 12-game homestand beginning tonight. Clemson, Georgia, primetime, ABC. That'll be September 4th in Charlotte, and that game will kick off on ABC. So, there you go. And again, now I've got a hope for a 12 o'clock kickoff for Carolina.
It'll happen, Bobby, if you believe in it. Just believe in yourself.
Well, it's Eastern Illinois. I mean, that's a big primetime. I'm thinking Fox, maybe somebody picks that game up.
And Honky Tonk has a cornhole tournament and spaghetti dinner.
And Vertically Challenged Wrestling.
And Double Elimination Blind Draw. Don't know what that is. Sounds fun. There's a lot of things happening here. Wow. Huh.
Double Elimination.
There it is. Midget Wrestling, June 24th.
When?
June 24th.
Well, that's not tonight. You said it was tonight.
Well, that's coming back.
You got everybody excited.
Well, now get more excited because you don't want to miss it. Look, it's so colorful. Look at them. Bobby, I got to send you this. We got to share this on your page.
No. No, let's don't. I don't need politically correct people attacking me for no reason at all over something you started.
I didn't start it. They apparently started this. this a group.
By the way, if you have not been vaccinated, our friends over at Carpetbaggers, right there on Marginal Road, kind of going toward Johns Island, you can down 17 South, right there at Main Road. It's right before you get to that intersection. They're going to be giving vaccines from 8 to 1 on Friday. The vaccine is going to be administered by Dottie's Pharmacy of James Island. Have to be 18 or older, and no appointments are necessary. So if you want to go in there, the Carpetbaggers Carpet 1, right there on 17 South, get yourself vaccinated. If you haven't done it yet, they'll do it there. There you go. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine, so you only have to do it one time there.
But isn't that the one that's been making people sick?
That was four people in Europe. Four people.
Terry got COVID, and a friend of mine, Brooke, was laid up in bed for 2 weeks with it. And they are Mount Pleasant and North Charleston. I don't know anything.
No, you don't. Terry didn't get his vaccination.
He got the Johnson & Johnson and got COVID a week later.
No, 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 no.
Oh, my God. Well, I'll tell him.
So, anyway, you can get vaccinated. Carpetbaggers, Carpet One, 8 to 1 Friday. So, go by there and see him. The folks at Dottie's Pharmacy on James Island will be down there distributing the shots. They're the people that got, I've got my shingles shot from them. If you get old, you get all kinds of shots.
What?
Flu shot, pneumonia what shot, shingles shot.
You get shingles if you hadn't had, if you never got.
If you got chicken pox, you have the shingles virus in you. Yes.
So you're more prone to get it.
Yes. I've never had it, but I know people that have. You don't want to get shingles.
No, my granddaddy had it. He was not a happy camper.
All right, we'll get back to sports here in just a minute. Are we done with everything going on up at the Honky Tonk Saloon? And
I don't know. I'm sending you
a photo. Bob Shipley, if you're listening, I'm going to send you a bill for all this free advertising.
There you go.
Got everybody excited about vertically challenged wrestling, and now it's not going to be till June.
But, hey.
You said it was tonight.
I'm just saying. Sports. Yeah, upcoming events is what I put it under. Upcoming.
And you just assumed that was tonight.
Upcoming events is June 24th.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
The Treehouse on John's Island is my favorite home and garden shop in Charleston, hands down. There are pots in every color, shape, and size, gorgeous outdoor furniture, and head inside the shop to find that perfect gift for any occasion. From wind chimes to birdhouses, furniture to mirrors, lamps to frames. Go online to thetreehouseji.com or browse the shop at 849 Main Road. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5. For your home, garden, or gifts, shop local. Shop the Treehouse.
Barry's Fine Jewelers on Northwoods Boulevard is proud to introduce the Princess of Hearts Diamond, a diamond so perfectly cut, perfectly polished, and perfectly aligned that its perfection can be seen within the diamond itself. The hearts and arrows. Diamonds are what Barry's Jewelers knows best. If she's the princess of your heart, honor her with a Princess of Hearts Diamond available exclusively at Barry's Jewelers on Northwoods Boulevard, where dreams really do come true.
From Stokes Honda.
This is Gary Floyd at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue with exciting news. For the first time ever, we're offering 0% APR financing up to 60 months. Now's your chance to buy a new Honda with an interest-free loan for 60 months. Over 450 new Hondas on the ground and hundreds more on the way. So we'll do whatever it takes to make a deal. With up to 200% of KBB for your trade in any condition, that's double your trading value. And exclusive of that offer, Stokes Honda will match your down payment up to $7,000 for the purchase of any new Honda. Or you can buy now and pay later with no payments up to a year. Folks, don't make a $1,000 mistake. You must be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda at 8650 Rivers Avenue or online at StokesHondaNorth.com.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda.
Max down payment match on new pilot elite. Max trade over allowance $4,000. No payments with 20% down plus tax tag. Include $499.50 administration fee with approved credit. Offers don't combine.
Connect Hearing is one of the few companies delivering healthcare in a way that best protects the well-being of their clients and staff. Connect Hearing's telehealth consultations allow you to receive care from the comfort of your home. What's even better is after your virtual consultation, you'll also be able to try the latest technology at home. Who doesn't love new technology? Well, the folks at Connect Hearing in Somerville are offering a new super high-tech Phonak Audio Paradise hearing aids, and for a limited time, you can receive up to $1,500 off these devices, all with a free two-week trial. Available before commitment. When is the last time you had a hearing test? Living with hearing loss every day is a reality for many, including myself. Based off my personal experience, I can say you won't regret it, so don't put it off any longer. Hearing aid technology is constantly evolving, and you may be eligible for a free trial of the latest technology. If you like what you hear, you can also enjoy huge savings up to $1,500. So call Connect Hearing at 843-871-3235 to take advantage of these huge savings and tell them you heard about it here on Fan Talk.
UTIs are the worst. I've been there. One year, I had 8 UTIs. If you get UTIs, then you understand how awful the cycle can be. I was taking all the precautions, and cranberry products, they just never worked for me. I was desperate for a way to be proactive. It was hard on me and on my husband.
It was tough to see her in pain, and I wanted to help.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Spencer.
With Spencer's background in biochemistry
and our shared frustration when it came to UTIs, we were inspired to start Eucora.
At Eucora, we make innovative urinary tract supplements and UTI relief products. Our effective urinary tract supplements finally give you a way to be proactive. We're on a mission to help women get their lives back. And so far, we've been able to help more than 100,000 people. Ready to join them? With our money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Get 30% off when you go to eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
On the road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way. And our way is on the road again.
All right, welcome back to Fan Dog here on this Tuesday afternoon, Country Tune Tuesday.
That's right.
But that was another one of those crossover right there. In fact, both of the ones you played today, Smokey and the Bandit and the...
Well, they were from movies, weren't they?
Smokey and the Bandit was great. Great movie.
Great movie, yeah.
One, two sucked. Which is the one with the elephant? Is that three? One of them didn't even have Burt Reynolds in it.
Well, not just that's
like Jerry Reed was dressed up like Burt Reynolds, or something. I don't know. The first one was great.
It's like the movie Tremors. You remember right. The first Tremors?
Right.
Had Kevin Bacon, Reba, and all these people in it. But then they've made they're up to 13 now.
Right.
But after like the first one, Kevin Bacon wasn't in it anymore. So it's like you're and at the time I think he was like a B-lister.
Right. Hey, your friends, everybody, Smokey and the Bandit. I talked the other day about, you know, I'd been in Hawaii with the Carolina football team, right? So the night before we were leaving, all the cheerleaders got together and we went to the movie. And we went and saw Smokey and the Bandit. So we get on the plane the next day, headed toward Hawaii. Guess what the movie was on the plane? Smokey and the Bandit. So I saw it like back-to-back nights.
So
it was good. All right, Trick, correct me if I'm wrong now. NBA tonight, Hornets and the Pacers.
Yes,
sir. Loser is eliminated.
Loser of that game is eliminated, yes,
and
sir.
And the winner will play the loser of the second game between Boston and Washington.
You've got it down, Bobby.
Winner
of
that game moves on to take on the Nets in the playoffs.
Absolutely. Yes,
and then
sir.
The winner of... The winner of Indiana-Charlotte will play the loser of Boston-Washington. The winner of that game will play the 76ers.
That is correct, Bobby.
There you go. That's all we can handle right
jam-packed
now.
Jam-packed
I got
week.
This NBA down.
It's exciting stuff.
Down, down.
Best time of the year.
Down.
Let's do it.
It's Ken. Oh, he's a little early today. Ken, yeah. How are you?
I'm good, Bobby. I tell you, I'm impressed with your NBA knowledge. You just you've got more NBA knowledge about the I've accumulated in my lifetime.
Well, it took me a while to figure out all this play-in stuff, but I finally got to it. How you been?
I've been great. Been great. How about you?
Doing good. This is by the way, folks. This is Ken Arrow from the Joy Law Firm who comes on and visits with us once a month. I know you're headed out to the PGA Championship this week, aren't you?
What? No. Yeah. Actually, that's funny. My daughter is coming in from Nashville with some of her friends, and they're using our house out of Kiowa. They've kind of booted my wife and me out, and. We're actually heading down to a little place, Cumberland Island, down on the Georgia-Florida border for an anniversary getaway. So I'm sure they'll be just riveted by the golf, you know, for four young women in their early 20s. But but they're excited for a beach weekend.
So did they pick this week on purpose, or did it just happen to land on the PGA Championship week?
It's funny. I think one of her friends her mom is one of the owners of Krogan's Jewel Box, which a lot of men are very familiar with down on King Street. They've shaken a lot of us down over the years. A great, great store owned by some good local folks. So they had the tickets, and that kind of spurred it. So they're coming in from New York, Nashville, and all points all over the Southeast. So they'll have. It looks like the weather's going to be beautiful. So it'll be a fun weekend to be out there.
Now, are you a big golfer?
I'm not, Bobby. It's funny. Growing up, probably a lot like you, it was all baseball, basketball, football, and baseball is my sport. I finally gave softball up 2 years ago, and amazingly, everything stopped hurting as soon as I stopped playing 60, 70 softball games a year. but golf is never, I've never had the patience for it. And, growing up, my family were peanut soybean farmers. It just was not a part of my existence growing up, so I've just never picked it up.
I tell you what, I tried golf. I got into it, took lessons, would go to the driving range. I never got a bit better. I'm awful. And I sat down one day, I'm going like, I actually pay money to get this aggravated. And
exactly.
and it made no sense.
Some people can do it and never get good at it, but enjoy going out and having a few beers, and it's the social aspect of it. I do think I probably like you, Bobby. I'm probably wrapped a little too tight to go out and do something consistently if I'm just going to be pretty bad at it. So, I've gone out there, but every time I swing a club, I swing it just like it's a baseball bat, which obviously is the worst thing you can do. I can knock the daylights out of it, but there's no telling where the ball is going to go.
It is. I tell you, it is. I played just about every sport growing up, and I swear to God, it's the hardest thing I've ever tried to do, and I just never got very good at it. But anyway, you're a Gamecock fan like me. I know you're a season ticket holder. Got good news this weekend, full house of baseball. So it looks like the fall, barring any setbacks, we'll be back to full stadiums.
I think so. And, hopefully more and more folks. But kind of, Bobby, at this point, the vaccine's available to everybody. So those folks that choose not to get it, that's their choice. And if they want to take the risk. But, I'm happy to be all fully vaccinated and looking forward to being in a live stadium again. And I think you and I talked about it last fall. I had a good time going up to the games, but it was pretty surreal at times, sitting in there with such a small crowd. So I'm excited to see folks get back in the stands again.
Yep, I am too. You mentioned the vaccine. I did want to ask you, and I don't know if this is anything you do or not, but if somebody out there loses their job or gets their hours cut dramatically because they refuse to get the vaccine and the employer kind of takes it out on them, do they have any options?
I don't know, Bobby. It's funny because we conferred with our labor lawyer, and we were advised that an employer, at least a private employer, you can mandate the vaccine coverage as, basically conditional for employment. We opted not to do it, kind of along the same lines. My fault was, these folks were all adults, and I've got a great crew of people that a lot of them have been with us for, Lord, some of them 25 years or so. And so I just felt like, let people make their own decisions.
Right.
Probably about 85% of our employees have gotten the vaccine. But, that 15% for whatever reason, and that's their choice, they're just dead set against getting it. And, we're pretty close to being back to normal, especially with so many of us having been vaccinated. If somebody wants to assume that risk, to me, that's their call. But, I don't know that you'd really have a whole lot of viable options. Might be different, I know they can't coerce somebody if they have a viable health reason not to get it or some viable, a religious objection to it. That is protected. But in terms of just, the most folks, it really just varies from employer to employer. And I know a lot of law firms are mandating it, but just something we decided not to do.
Right. Well, good for you. Good for you. All right, Ken, real quick, tell them if somebody gets hurt on the job or getting a car wreck, how do they get in touch with you guys?
843-888-8888. And happy to talk with anybody. The call is free, and nothing to lose by checking it out and seeing if we can help you.
You want to give that Kiowa address, and I can tell all the listeners to come out and come out to your house since you're going to be out of town?
I don't know if the young lady from Nashville, New York would appreciate that. So I might let that one stay under wraps. It's on a golf course, but it's not on the ocean course. So that much I can say. You wouldn't have a good view of the action.
There you go. Kid, have a happy anniversary, and enjoy your trip, and we'll talk to you next month, okay?
Thank you, Bobby. Take care.
All right, that's Ken Arrow from the Joy Law Firm. Didn't want to give up that Kiowa address, man.
I had walk-up music for him, too.
Well, he called her. Oh, well, too late now.
Next month.
He called a little early today, kind of caught us off guard. He was supposed to call at 3:45, but that's okay. He's a good guy, really good guy. So if you get a wreck or get hurt on the job, call the good folks at the Joy Law Firm. If you use a dry cleaner, two things to ask you. Do they pick your dry cleaning up, and do they bring it back to you? That's all you got to ask. If they don't, call my friends over at Lyerly's. They'll pick it up from your home or office, take it and clean it, bring it back all cleaned and fresh and all that good stuff. And the thing about Lyerly's, I always like to mention, all the buttons are on the shirts when you get them back. Nothing worse than getting a dry clean shirt, putting it on, and having a button missing. And you can't wear it unless you want to wear shirts without a button, which is pretty dumb if you do. But anyway, give them a call, 843-377-6994, to schedule your old free pickup. And here's another thing. If you mention you heard about it here on Fan Talk, you'll get 20% off your next order. Lyerly's Dry Cleaners, 843-377-6994. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Still getting reports of accidents, Ben Sawyer at Rifle Range, and if you're traveling Dorchester near Scarsdale. The only other problem being reported at this point in time are some malfunctioning traffic lights on 78 at North Maple. There is a lot of heavy traffic building in Mount Pleasant, West Ashley, downtown, and on the Mark Clark westbound from the Don Holt Bridge to I-26. So definitely use caution as you travel home this afternoon. Max Place is your Chicago-themed Irish sports bar. They have 25 HD TVs. Your home for the Chicago Cubs. Max Place on East Bay, across from the Custom House. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Joy Law Firm. Insurance company not playing fair? Let Joy Law Firm level the playing field. Just call Joy, 888-8888.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny and very nice with a high around 77. Partly cloudy with a shower in the area tonight, a low around 64. Partly sunny with a shower or two Wednesday, high again around 77. Looking ahead, another beautiful weekend on the way with highs in the 80s. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
The Treehouse on John's Island is my favorite home and garden shop in Charleston, hands down. There are pots in every color, shape, and size, gorgeous outdoor furniture, and head inside the shop to find that perfect gift for any occasion. From wind chimes to birdhouses, furniture to mirrors, lamps to frames. Go online to thetreehousejI.com or browse the shop at 849 Main Road. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5. For your home, garden, or gifts, shop local. Shop the Treehouse.
It's here. Charleston's first classic country station. 98.5 and 1340 AM. Playing all the great vintage country hits that you still love.
This kiss.
Pop a top again.
But contemporary country radio won't play anymore. The 90s, 80s, and a touch of the legends. That's what we're all about on 98.5 and 1340 AM.
The hottest country.
Charleston's classic country. WQSC.
The
Making popcorn for movie night?
Whoa, who are you?
This is your wake-up call from TracFone Wireless. What if every time you tried a new streaming service, you had to buy a new TV?
That'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, some wireless companies do that when you switch, make you buy a new phone.
Right.
But TracFone Wireless lets you keep your phone and your number and your network and gives you unlimited talk and text starting at $20 a month.
Seriously, who are you?
This is your wake-up call, people. TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control. Oh, you're burning it.
Oh, no.
See terms and conditions at trackphone.com.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Now I'm not jelly, I'm just telling you. You left me for him. But something looked peculiar. And I was noticing. Your new boyfriend is ugly. And I'm glad that he is. Why don't y'all go get married and have some ugly kids? When I was with you, didn't treat me right.
Who is this?
And I was good to you.
Coffee Anderson.
Hey, I like that.
Any good?
Welcome back to Van Dog here on this Country Tune Tuesday afternoon. That's funny. That's good stuff right there. Oh, 843-721-9500 is the number to call. If you didn't see this story, it has been revealed. The Raleigh News and Observer had a record request. This having to do with the Zion Williamson situation. And it was revealed that the mother and stepfather of Zion Williamson accepted payments from former Adidas executive Chris Rivers from 2016 to 2019. This is coming from the bank records. Payments came during the time frame when Zion Williamson's stepfather, Lee Anderson, coached an Adidas-sponsored AAU basketball team, which featured Zion Williamson here in South Carolina. Now, none of this is probably surprising news. We've been hearing about this. This is all come out of the Brian Bowen trial. You remember him? He played at Louisville. His father took money. He didn't even know about it, or claims he didn't know about it. And he tried to play for South Carolina, and he was denied that ability to play. So, and the only reason I bring this up, and again, this is, you know, everybody's going, Bob, we all knew this. But, yeah, here's the deal. Shoe companies are going to be able to be involved in the name, image, likeness when it all comes down, which is going to be sooner than later. NCAA would like it done by, what was it, July 1st? Don't know if it would be that quick. We have, what, over 20 states now ready to go with NIL legislation, and it's coming. And I'm going to tell you right now, it is going to be a nightmare. I mean, shoe companies are, and I've never understood this, every school has a deal with an apparel company. Nobody has a deal with Ralph Lauren or Izod. These apparel deals are with major shoe companies. Nike, Adidas, Under Armour are the three big players. I think it was a Boston College signed with
New Balance.
New Balance, yeah. Puma's a big in it.
Reebok's hit the bricks.
But schools are accepting millions of dollars from these shoe companies. We know they've been playing players to either try to get the rights when they go pro. They won't try to get Zion Williamson to wear Adidas. That's why they're giving the parents the money. Some people are giving money to steer these players to different schools. So let's say this. Clemson and Carolina are going after the same recruit. Shoe companies get involved. Shoe companies sign this recruit, and you can sign him as at a high school now.
Mm-hmm.
Say this kid goes to Nike, signs with Nike, a shoe deal, name, image, likeness with Nike. Let's make it even now. Say Carolina and Clemson were both recruiting Trevor Lawrence. Nike signs a deal with Trevor Lawrence in high school. Where do you think Trevor Lawrence is going to go? You think he's going to go to an Under Armour school? This is going to be a nightmare. A nightmare. Maybe it all started with good intentions. Maybe we thought, yeah, well, Trevor Lawrence, he'd be representing the Jeep dealership in Clemson or something. For a couple $1,000. You get these shoe companies involved with these five-star athletes, it's going to be a nightmare. An absolute nightmare. Shoe companies, I'm surprised the NCAA, and I know why they're doing it, because there's so much money involved. Carolina's Under Armour contract, it's okay. It's nothing compared. I wonder what Alabama's Nike contract is. What Clemson's Nike contract is with these schools. And you're going to let these shoe companies be involved and pay these kids for their name, image, and likeness? And nobody thinks that's going to cause a problem? I am just afraid. Maybe I'm wrong. I think we're looking at the Wild Wild West again, back in the 70s and 80s, when players are riding around. We told a story numerous times from Chuck Reedy about recruiting. Herschel Walker. When Chuck said he pulled into school one day and saw Herschel had a new car, he just left. He knew somebody had already got to him. We all know what happened at SMU. I mean, I'm just afraid this is what it's going to come to. And the shoe companies are probably drooling to sign these kids. Carolina's going to be at a huge disadvantage, and they already are because of basketball. Because these shoe companies are embedded with these AAU coaches, and now we see they're embedded in moms and dads and stepdads and uncles and all that stuff. These shoe companies have no scruples whatsoever. Adidas knew Zion Williamson was not going to be at Duke more than a semester. One basketball season, and he was going to the NBA. They're giving his mother, stepfather money to get him to sign with Adidas when he got out of Duke. Because as far as I didn't, Duke's a Nike school, right? So maybe, and remember, I forget the lawyer's name now, said Nike was doing it more than any company. But this guy, but the lawyer, and I can't remember what his name was, but the lawyer was so discredited that nobody took him serious. But I know Nike's involved in these AAU guys. This is going to be a nightmare, an absolute nightmare when it comes to this. It's going to be like open season for what used to be illegal recruiting. And I think Carolina's at a disadvantage by being an Under Armour school. I really do. I don't think Under Armour, I haven't heard Under Armour involved in any of this stuff. It's all been Adidas and Nike, especially Adidas. And it's all been about basketball. Where is football when football gets involved? Again, you got a five-star quarterback coming out there. Nike signs him to a name, image, likeness deal. Do you think he's going to go anywhere other than a Nike school? If you think he is, you are sadly, sadly mistaken. This is going to be a nightmare, I'm telling you. This nightmare music.
Wild Wild West music.
It is going to be the Wild Wild West. That's spaghetti western music.
Spaghetti western?
Yeah.
What's that?
The old spaghetti westerns with Clint Eastwood. And
oh, the good,
those guys, Good, Bad, and Ugly, and those for a few dollars more and all that stuff.
Two Mules for Sister Sarah.
Spaghetti westerns.
Spaghetti.
Skitty westerns. All right, we got to take a break. We've got an hour in the books. We got 2 more hours to go. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Dog here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Are you held captive by high insurance rates?
State Farm, GEICO, USAA, and Allstate are captive insurance agencies and can only offer one quote.
Harrell Insurance is an independent agency.
I'm Bobby Harrell.
And I'm Kathy Harrell.
We represent over 40 top insurance companies, and when we shop your rate, you could save 30 to 40% on your home or auto insurance instantly.
If you're insured by a captive company, call Harrell Insurance at 843-766-9900.
A 5-minute conversation could save you 30 to 40%.
Personality, it's reflected in your staff. But what about your office? Did you know your workplace furniture and technology affects the attitude of your staff and clients? Let the office people show you how a complete custom solution adds energy, inspiration, and effective communication to your office. They say, we do it all. Let them set up touchless collaboration in any space or add managed print services, interior design, project management, and more. Don't be a cubicle fugitive. Let the office people help your office today. Visit theofficepeople.com.
Watch out! Over here at Carolina Building Materials, they're always busy. Busy helping contractors, busy answering homeowners' questions, busy finding laminate countertops and vinyl flooring, busy finding perfect cabinets and doors for your home. From home remodeling to fixing up your rental property, Carolina Building Materials has you covered. Stop by 2440 Meeting Street for the best advice at the right price from Carolina Building Materials.
This is Mike Aponce, the communications guy at Berkeley Electric Cooperative, and I want to give you 500 reasons to smile. Just sign up for free peak alerts at beatthepeak.com, and you could win a $500 Visa gift card. Plus, you'll be doing your part to reduce electricity use during peak times and help hold down the cost of power. It's free, it's easy, and there will be a guaranteed $100 local winner, so sign up today at beatthepeak.com. Berkeley Electric is your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Looking for a new job in the construction industry? Baker Roofing Company is looking for people to join their Charleston team. With experience, starting pay up to $25 an hour. Roofing, waterproofing, masonry experience a plus. Come to their hiring event Friday, May 21st from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. for a guaranteed interview with the Baker Roofing Company team. Competitive pay, health, dental, and vision benefits available. Come by their office on South Railroad Friday, May 21st from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. or visit bakerroofing.com/careers to learn more.
The Harborview Lounge presents live jazz with Oscar Rivers, Friday night, May 21st from 6 to 9. Don't miss Jazz Among the Stars high atop the Holiday Inn Riverview at the Harborview Restaurant and Lounge. Grab dinner or drinks and let your cares melt away with the suave stylings of Oscar Rivers, living low country legend, and esteemed jazz saxophone and piano musician. All from one of the best views in Charleston. The Harborview Lounge at the Holiday Inn Riverview.
If you are in business, you have a lot of things on your mind these days, but your credit card processor, it doesn't have to be one of them. Mike and Brian Werner at Electronic Merchant Systems understand we're all in difficult times. Now more than ever, you can count on them for first-class service with your merchant processing needs. Free point-of-sale items, no-fee programs, same-day funding, just a few things offered by the best processor. Electronic Merchant Systems, same company, same name, serving the Lowcountry now for nearly 2 decades. Check them out today online, emsofsc.com.
Have you-
Have you missed working in the medical field? MUSC is now hiring registered nurses for a variety of units, such as in the emergency room, ICU, and medical surgical units. MUSC has many job opportunities and schedules to find your perfect fit. If you're the type of RN who rises to the occasion, apply and join the trusted team of healthcare professionals who find working at MUSC much more than a career, it's a calling. Apply today at musc.edu/careers to change what's possible.
UTIs are the worst. I've been there. One year, I had 8 UTIs. If you get UTIs, then you understand how awful the cycle can be. I was taking all the precautions, and cranberry products, they just never worked for me. I was desperate for a way to be proactive. It was hard on me and on my husband.
It was tough to see her in pain, and I wanted to help.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Spencer.
With Spencer's background in biochemistry
and our shared frustration when it came to UTIs, we were inspired to start Eucora.
At Eucora, we make innovative urinary tract supplements and UTI relief products. Our effective urinary tract supplements finally give you a way to be proactive. We're on a mission to help women get their lives back. And so far, we've been able to help more than 100,000 people. Ready to join them? With our money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Get 30% off when you go to eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
WTMZ 98.9 FM, WTMZ 910 AM and 94.7 FM, W234 CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston.